السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين، بارك الله فيكم. الله أكبر. الصحابي named after such a beautiful huge creation. Allah guided a great Nabi of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام to engineer, to construct, to build this beautiful creation. He built it under Allah's supervision. So this Sahabi was titled the same name. That is none other than a ship, which Nabi of Allah engineered the ship under Allah's supervision. That Nabi of Allah mentioned in the Quran Kareem 43 times. The Quran Kareem mentions his amazing efforts to guide his people, selflessly striving night and day, serving the community, calling the people with heart, with soul, with pain, with endeavor, not giving up, speaking to them individually, collectively, by day, by night, not looking at himself or anything else, prioritizing the guidance of his people for 900 years consecutively. Wow. Allah mentions him 43 times in the Quran in 28 chapters, and that is 71. And this chapter 71 is also named after him, subhanallah. And 71 plus the amount of times he is mentioned in the Quran, 43 equals 114. And there's 114 chapters in the Quran Kareem. This is none other than that Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, he who cried to Allah for his people. But sadly, the Bible defames him and falsely accuses him of being one who would lay naked and one who was a drunkard. That is a total false allegation against such a personality who is among the greatest of people, the Anbiya alayhimus salam. And the Quran Kareem defends the Anbiya alayhimus salam. Not long ago, I was speaking to a lawyer about how the Quran Kareem defends Hazrat Nuh and Hazrat Adam and Hazrat Hawa from the false allegations laid against them in the biblical verses. And this individual, despite being a staunch Christian, was amazed at how beautiful and profound is Islam and the Quran. Allah guide one and all to the truth. So this Sahabi was a slave, originally hails from, some historians say, Rome, others say Persia. His name was Ruman or Mihran. He had a few children, Abdurrahman, Umar, Ibrahim. He was titled with the appellation Abu Abdurrahman. He was a slave. Hazrat Umm Salama, the blessed wife of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our mother, purchased him. She gifted him to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she made him a mawla of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is a freed slave. And the beauty of Islam is such that when a person is freed, obviously they now live in a land far from their own hometown. So the person who frees them, like, takes them as part of the family. So they also have a sense of belonging and love and community and respect. But Hazrat Umm Salama told him that I free you, but I want you to serve Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, even if you didn't make this condition, that was already my intention. I would never leave the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat Ruman, Hazrat Mihran says, I was a slave of Hazrat Umm Salama radiallahu anha, and she said to me, U'tiquk wa ashtaritu alayk. I would liberate you on condition that you serve Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as long as you live. So I said, oh my mother, even if you didn't make that condition, I would never leave the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So she freed me, and I then, even though she made the condition, but I did it voluntarily, being in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and making his khidmah. For 10 years he served the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One day he was asked, and this is reported in Musnad al-Imam Ahmad, that why were you called Safina? He says, I on one occasion journeyed with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions radiallahu anhum, and some of them found the goods heavy. So I carried my goods, the baggage of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when others were finding it difficult, they were exhausted, they couldn't manage it anymore, I would offer to serve them, and I carried their goods for them. And I started carrying so much. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for me. Then I opened my bag and I put some other goods there. And whatever they put on me, I found it light. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, you are a ship, you are a safina. He says, if I
were to carry a load that would go onto a camel, thereafter two or three or four or five or six or seven camel loads, it wasn't heavy for me. I would manage it. That is the blessings of the words of Rasulullah. You are a safina. And due to his love for this name, Rasulullah conferred upon him this beautiful nickname. He even preferred this to his original name, that if someone titled him his original name, he wouldn't even respond. And when someone asked him his original name, he said, I'm not going to tell you, but I'll tell you what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named me. And we find this love in the Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum. Hazrat Husayn bin Salam was named Abdullah. He wanted to be called Abdullah because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him that name. Hazrat Safina wanted to be called Safina because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him that name. Hazrat Abu Huraira wanted to be called Abu Hir because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named him that. Hazrat Anas would love to be called Unais because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam titled him and addressed him thus with such love, my beloved Anas. The love of the companions for the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is amazing. You and I, Allah blessed us with such beautiful names, bearing the Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum, the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why would we not pronounce these names correctly? Why would we want to shave and chop and change and name it in such a silly fashion where we should be taking pride in the name Rasulullah, the names of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum. Another lesson we learn from Hazrat Safina radiallahu anhu is khidma, help others in carrying their goods. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make khidma of people, Muslim and non-Muslim. How he made khidma of the elderly lady who was actually leaving town because she heard rumors about our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not knowing him, but judging from the lies and the false allegations, she was leaving town. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made her khidma and aided her. And finally, when she realized the man who actually made her khidma and treated her so well was none other than the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the words emanated from her tongue, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People would come to Makkah Mukarramah. They needed safekeeping for their conveyances. Allah's beloved would confer the services upon them out of khidma and love. He would arrange food for people, safekeeping for them. He would keep their goods safely. He was to serve humanity. What a lesson the beloved of Allah taught us. Let us learn to serve. Help others for Allah's pleasure. Don't demand services from others, but be there to serve. Allah loves the one who makes khidma. Not only with those who show us kindness, but even those who don't. The hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches, join ties with those who break ties with you. Sil man qata'ak. يَعْطِ مَنْ حَرَمَكْ. Give the one who deprives you. He doesn't want to give you. You give him. And be kind to those who are harsh toward you. وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَى مَنْ أَسَاءَ إِلَيْكَ. We logically think that no, if someone is good, then I'll be good. That is okay, being a human being. That's to reciprocate. But what about akhlaq? What about the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If we erred and made a mistake, even though it may be on the road, apologize. With our staff, apologize. When we make a mistake, correct ourselves. Acknowledge our mistakes. This is what our beloved taught us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba kiram taught, radiallahu anhum. Hazrat Safina would love learning and narrating the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The tabi'een used to love him and come stay by him. And he was hospitable to them. Whoever came to his town, subhanallah, he would host them, take care of them, and he learned from Rasulullah ﷺ, feed them, see to them, teach them. And he would narrate the ahadith to them. Like one specific incident of Sa'id bin Jumhan, rahimahullah, one of his students, he says, I met Hazrat Safina radiallahu anhu in this area during the reign of Hajjaj. And with his permission, I stayed with him for 8 days, just learning from him the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so many tabi'een narrated from him. Thus, to name a few, Hazrat Hasan al-Basri, radiallahu anhu, Salim ibn Abdullah ibn Umar, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu's grandson, Hazrat Sa'id bin Jumhan, the Sahabi Hazrat Abu Rayhana, radiallahu anhu. His own children, Abdurrahman and Umar, narrate from him the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam.